Hi, Sandra. How are you? Good luck with this one. Co-workers. I'm so happy. Speaking of just terrific, co-workers. How does one deal with one's associates, the good, the bad, and the utterly annoying?
Good question, Jill. So there's a good piece on that. You know, we've all had experience with these people, but Gary Burnison, again, the CEO of Korn Ferry, writes a great column every month, and some good items which we will try and complement. The first thing he speaks about is ego, and let's say ego is not your amigo. Great line. So don't waste your time thinking you have the power to fix others, or contemplating how much better the world would be if you were in charge. It starts with you modeling the behaviors you want to see in others. So remember, this show today is not about Freud. We're not going to go into Freudian concepts talking about this. We're just going to be very, very practical about it. And, you know, ego is not your amigo. Let's talk about Joe Biden for a minute, who made some errors, but he came out and admitted them. There were mistakes. Anita Hill. The first thing was Anita Hill, and, you know, he put her down and didn't listen to her and voted for Clarence Robinson for the Supreme Court. All right. Mistake. The second thing he said, I made another mistake. Backing our way to Iraq, the Iraqi war. He made a mistake. So ego with him is always good. I mean, he makes a mistake. Don't hesitate before the press gets it. Come out first, which he did. Okay. Hit the pause button, number two. So when you're triggered by something that someone else says or does, okay, pause. Deep breaths between the stimulus and your reaction. Speak too fast and you'll regret it later. And that goes double if you're furiously thumbing an email, okay, or text to respond to the latest annoyance. The key thing is just pause, sit back, deep breaths before you answer. Okay, we're going to talk about deep breaths a lot during this dealing with others. Remember the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Show a little humility and remember your humanity. Even saying good morning or thank you goes a long way. But remember, when you say good morning or you say thank you, you want to do it with a smile on your face and look them in the eye when you do it. Very important. Okay. Make others feel better after every interaction. Tough to do, but important. So early in my career, someone gave me some amazing advice. People should always feel better after they've spoken with you, even if it's a difficult conversation. Focus on the issues that need to be acknowledged and the problems that can't be ignored. Seek out the options of others. Important. Next. You like this. Understand others before being understood. And remember, this is Stephen Covey, among Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I hope many of our audience have read. It's a great, great book. So one of my favorites is, quote, seek first to understand, then be understood, unquote. So what makes others tick? What's important to them? View your coworkers through the lens of seeking to understand first. Not easy, but it's something you have to really practice to be a leader. Okay. Next. Listen twice as much as you speak. You have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. Listen to understand and take in information. Don't rush to judge. ask questions if you need more clarity, okay? We talked about this a lot, Phil, listening skills, how important it is. And I was not a good listener, but I was sent to a course when I was a young executive coming up. It was one of the best courses I've ever had, listening skills. Okay. Be open to feedback. In almost any workplace conflict, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Maybe you didn't start it, but if you complain to any and all who will listen and play passive-aggressive games, you are escalating the problem. These habits may be so ingrained, you may not even be aware of your own behavior. So get feedback from a mentor or trusted advisor, especially if the conflict is with your boss. Many people don't ask for this kind of feedback, Jill, but if you really want to grow, continue to grow, get feedback from a mentor or someone that you really trust. Be open and say, what the hell am I doing now? Okay. Next. Stop the gripe sessions. So what you really get out of feeding the negativity, what do you get out of it? By talking about what they said or did today, you're only increasing the stress for yourself and your workers, people with whom you work. Unless there's a breach of ethics or integrity, which is a human resources issue, let it go and move on. Of course, this happens a lot. You know, the Gosen situation in Japan, how he escaped from Japan. Now, who are the people there that helped him? Are they going to come out, honestly, and say we helped them get out of Japan? Well, they've already nailed one, but, you know, it's important. Ask for and offer help. Virtually everyone is good at something, and chances are the people around you have some strengths that you lack, and vice versa. We talk about this too, Joe. You know, great leaders surround themselves with people as smart or smarter than they are in certain areas. The more clearly you can see others, the better you'll understand how to work with them. Working together, of course, focused on a common problem, can help build bridges. So, you know, you won't miraculously change your relationship at work or around the Thanksgiving table, but you can certainly become the change you want to see in others. Who knows? Those annoying coworkers and relatives may stop complaining about you as well. Okay. So end of our story on how to deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly annoying. Okay? So we didn't get into Freud on this one. We just did some practical advice for our listeners.
Which is, of course, incredibly helpful because you cannot go through your world without encountering the good, the bad, and the utterly annoying. And the sooner that people start adjusting to that, it used to be a truth held to be self-evident, but the more easily they will work with the people that they have to work with.
Yeah, and the things we have to learn, you know, from the press every day. I just mentioned Joe Biden, who was honest and came out and said, "Look, I made a mistake. I supported the Iraq war. I made a mistake. I put down Anita Hill and voted for Clarence Thomas. I made a mistake." So at least, you know, people like that come out honestly. We all have made mistakes, but how many of us have said, you know what, I screwed up on this one? You know, leaders, that's what leaders do. They come out and say, I made a mistake.
And it's amazing how simple it is and how rarely it is employed. It's almost like the princess and the pea, I have always thought.
Yes.
But works every time.
Yes,
thank you. Thank
absolutely.
You. Thank you very much, Sander Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day.